you made it, arrived.
Hey, glad you could make it. Thanks for coming.
Oh my God, Kyle Louder.
Hi.
I love you.
That's why I didn't invite you. You have to calm down, all right? Just go get yourself a drink or something.
Oh yeah, that's what you want. My inhibition's lowered. Hey, oh my God, can you believe we're surrounded by all this? I could barely control myself.
Monica, you might want to remember that you're married. Where is Chandler, anyway?
Oh my God, Chandler.
Where the hell is everybody?
Why don't you like me? Chapter one, my first period.
Hey, Joey said no autographs. But if she's getting one, I want one too. To Monica. And none of this best wishes crap. I want love.
Okay, actually, Matthew was giving me his phone number.
Oh, man. If I had known I was coming to this party, I never would have gotten married.
It's nice to meet you, Rich.
Nice to meet you.
Call me.
Okay. We will. Look at you with all the guys.
Yeah.
Guess you've forgotten all about Joey.
Yeah, well, I guess I have forgotten about Joey, and clearly you've forgotten about Chandler.
Please, Chandler's the love of my life. Ooh, leather pants, have mercy.
So, do you get to go to things like this often?
Okay, come on, this is New York. I mean, one night you're at a rooftop party filled with soap stars, and the next night you're... Oh, my kid, this is so cool. It's probably going to be hard for you to leave Boston, huh?
Actually, I'm kind of happy to be leaving. I just broke up with someone.
Oh, so sad. Still, it can't be easy for you to leave Harvard, especially after working alongside a Nobel Prize winner like Albert Wintermeyer.
Actually, Albie's the guy I broke up with.
You dated Albert Wintermeyer?
Yeah.
And you called him Albie? I mean, that's like calling Albert Einstein, Albie.
Yeah, well, he is a brilliant man.
You think? I mean, you went out with the guy who improved the accuracy of radiocarbon dating by a factor of 10.
Yes, and, well, that is everything one looks for in a boyfriend. He had a lot of issues.
Oh, like what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry. It's just that this must be what regular people experience when they watch Access Hollywood.
Okay, you want the dirt? Albie was seriously insecure. I mean, he was really intimidated by the guy I dated before him.
Who's intimidating to a guy who won the Nobel Prize?
A guy who won two.
Two? What? Don't tell me you dated Benjamin Hobart.
Yeah, for 3 years.
Oh my God. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone who hasn't won the Nobel Prize?
No. But, oh, there was my first boyfriend, Billy.
Oh, yeah? No Nobel Prizes for him?
No. But he did just win the MacArthur Genius Grant.
What a loser. Some warm wine?
Hey, Ryan. How's it going with Charlie?
Oh, great. After I finish my wine, I'm going to blow my average-sized brains out.
Well, what's the matter?
She only dates geniuses and Nobel Prize winners. Oh, my God. At the Chinese restaurant earlier today, I put chopsticks in my mouth and pretended to be a woolly mammoth.
I always loved that.
Of course you would. Your brains are smaller than mine. I can't compete with the guys she goes out with. They're so out of my league. Oh, my God.
Worse?
Oh, much, much worse. I did my impression of Joan Rivers as one of the earliest amphibians. Can we walk? Oh, you like that?
No.
What?
Come on! I think that's funny!
Well, I bet you're all thinking that now would be a really great time for an intermission, huh?
Oh, yes, God, yes.
Well, you're not going to get one.
Because in life, there are no intermissions, people. Now, chapter 7. Divorce is a four-letter word. How could he leave me?
I don't know. You seem lovely.
Hey, Ross. This is one of my co-stars, Dirk. Dirk, this is my good friend Ross.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hey, so what show are you on?
Oh, I'm not an actor. I'm a professor of paleontology.
The science.
Oh. Hey, well, listen, I play a scientist on Days. Yeah, my character just won a Nobel Prize.
Hey, Ross, listen. Dirk was wondering about the woman that you brought, and if you guys are together, or...
Oh, well, no, but... I mean, she only goes out with really, really smart guys.
Hey, got a 690 on my SATs.
I'd lead with that.
That's it. Just sign right on the bra.
Monica!
Don't worry, Joe. I won't come next year.
What do you got there?
Oh, just some boys gave me their phone numbers.
Oh, really? Let me see.
Oh.
Damn, that's a lot of guys. Are you a little slutty?
I think I am.
Let me see if I approve any of these clowns. Oh, this guy wears a rug. This guy's Canadian. Oh, and this guy is in a cult. Okay, it'll cost you $5,000 to get to level 3, and I don't feel any different. Pass. That won't pass. Pass.
Why? Why? What's pass. Wrong with these guys?
Well, nothing major. It's just that, you know, they're not really good enough for you, and you deserve the best.
Joey, you're so sweet.
It's true. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because I already know who you're going to go home with tonight.
Who?
Me.
What? Really?
Yeah, because we live together. It's
oh
a joke.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, how did you enjoy the play?
Oh, my God. Honey, I am so sorry.
Well, you should be. You missed the most powerful 3 hours in the history of the theater.
You really liked it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at first I hated it, but why wouldn't I? Because as a man, I've been trained not to listen! But after chapter 16, fat, single, and ready to mingle, I was uplifted.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I had no idea the amazing journey you go through as a woman. Tell me about your first period.
No!
Did somebody sign your bra?
So I got it when I was 13. Very good. Hey, Ross. So, listen, about you and the dinosaur girl... Are you really just going to let a couple of Nobel Prizes scare you off? What is that? Come on, the piece of paper?
It's actually a $1 million prize.
Go, Charlie. But my point is, okay, so she dated them, but she also broke up with them. Maybe she's looking to, you know, slum it with some average Joe PhD.
Yeah, maybe. And I do have my whole career in front of me. I mean, I could still win a Nobel Prize. Although the last two papers I've written were widely discredited.
You're so much more than just brains. You are sweet and kind and funny.
And sexy.
Okay, well, give her a chance to see all that.
Yeah. You're right. Thanks, Phoebes. I'm going to go find her.
Good for you. Hey, and I thought your paper on punctuated equilibrium in the Devonian era was top-notch.
Stop going through my stuff.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I've changed my mind. I'm going to do it. I'm going to kiss Joey. No, you can't. Friends hooking up is a bad idea. Please, what about you and Chandler? That's different.
I was drunk and stupid.
Well, hello.
What about all the guys that you got the phone numbers from? What? Why don't you just kiss one of them?
I could, but I don't want to. I want to kiss Joey.
All right. I think it's a big mistake, but it's your decision.
I'm gonna do it.
And I can't stop you.
No.
Well, can I at least have the phone numbers?
Hey, Rich, have you seen Charlie anywhere? I'm smarter than him!
Hey, thank you so much for these tickets, Chandler.
Oh, well, this was a really important experience for me, and I wanted to share it with you.
Oh, you're so wonderful.
Why don't you like me? Chapter one, my first period.
Can't believe you guys bought that. Enjoy your slow death.